A Fox News alert now. A U.S. official telling Fox that the Gang of Eight has been briefed on that Chinese surveillance balloon hovering near critical U.S. military sites.
Former FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam joins us now with the latest. Good morning to you. So far we know the balloon has been floating in the area above Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana, higher than commercial air traffic. And it's the size of three buses and includes a technology bay. You know, how did U.S. officials not catch this?
Well, I think that's the question out of all of this. I'm not really worried about whether or not they have the ability to jam this thing and the its ability to capture whatever it's looking for. But how did it get over the United States? I mean, we can look at golf balls and see the dimples on golf balls from satellites. We can track meteorites moving at 50,000 miles per hour into the United States, but we don't have the ability to see a balloon that's moving slower than an airplane towards the United States before it even gets here. And it really makes you question, what is NORAD, the CIA, the NSA, all these people that we believe are able to look and see these things, Space Command, this brand new Space Command, why couldn't they have caught this? Because this is a national security blunder. It's not the first time, admittedly, that they're saying that this has happened. So how does it happen again? That's the question that needs to be asked right now.
And I think this all goes to the overarching concern raised by you and Ashley that if our enemies can get a very slow-moving balloon with a lot of other stuff attached to it over U.S. airspace, then can't they get a really fast nuke over U.S. airspace? To me, that's the main issue. They've got to answer that question. But my question for you, Jonathan, are you buying this notion from the Department of Defense that the reason they can't shoot it down is because of the concern that the debris field that it would create could potentially harm people?
Well, first of all, this thing, like Ashley said, is as big as a bus, right? So it's not like it was a small little thing. And Todd, they could drop a nuclear bomb from a balloon just as easy as they could from a fast-moving plane. So I don't know if anybody's even considered that yet. But it seems like if this thing, if it's hovering and they shoot it down, it's probably going to fall pretty straight down to the earth. And I don't know how vast this area where it's above, but I'm pretty sure that they would be able to track and kind of come up with a place that this may crash if it's just loitering in one place. And the fact that they keep saying that it's over this airspace, they've been saying that since yesterday, that does cause me great concern, because if they have the ability to control where that hot air balloon goes from China, then maybe it's not being blocked from seeing what it wants to see.
Interesting.
And I absolutely think Americans have every single right to ask questions and be incredibly concerned,
absolutely,
especially when it comes to China and our national security. But we do have to get to this. Hunter Biden's lawyers deny admitting the laptop's existence and demand for a criminal probe as the House oversight hearings into Joe Biden and his family. They're going to start February 8th. So they said in that 14-page letter that the laptop was weaponized against Hunter Biden, but now they're saying, oh, no, never mind. We need investigations by the federal and state to look into these people who, like Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon. So what is this on the lawyers? I feel like the lawyers, they should have known better than this.
Right, but how do they say that it's not Hunter's, but it should be looked at because it's very important? I mean, it's one or the other, right? Because if we look at this from a legal standpoint, and somebody puts something on a computer that's abandoned and it has nothing to do with Hunter and it's made up, and that gets leaked, is that really against the law? And if something is completely abandoned, they try to get in touch with them, they don't even return the call. Is it illegal to copy what is national security issues and give that to somebody who might do something with it that has connections to the government? What's happening right now is what does scare me a little bit when it comes to, or I would say it concerns me with the Democrats, because you have to remember, Ashley, all this is taking place inside the Beltway, and that is owned by the left. So they can say ridiculous things. We can look back and say, you know, how could they even be bringing this up? But the left has a way of making things stick, at least a point where they cause great stress on people like Giuliani or others. May not get him in trouble, but it'll cause great stress and potentially cost him a tremendous amount of money. That's what I fear.
And that is one of the frightening things about this. The other is going to distract us from the underlying problem here, which is Joe Biden and Andy McCarthy saying this is a ridiculous legal letter, but it is achieving its goal of distracting from Joe Biden. So we will leave it there. Jonathan T. Gilliam, thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jonathan.
You too. Thank you.
I'm Steve Ducey.
I'm Brian Kilmeade.
And I'm Ainsley Earhart. And click here to subscribe to the Fox News YouTube page to catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis.